One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Cancelled.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Cancelled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Fandomojo is cancelled.
You want to try it? You want to try bringing it in?
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast. This is episode 2.
Wow, I'm never doing that again, honestly. You fucking slayed. Hi, Brookie.
Hi, Dan.
There's something about episode 2 where there's just like so much less pressure. Like we can actually just shoot the shit.
You know what's crazy about that is I think the exact opposite. More pressure this time. I think because we exhausted our best topics.
No, not at all. I'm ready today.
Okay, you're right. It's a little bit. You know what? You're so right. You've never been wrong.
Thank you so much. I had a nightmare last night.
Was it a nightmare? Depends on who you're asking.
It was like really nightmare-y. Like I woke up and was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Okay, tell us about it.
We fired Oscar.
May he rest in peace.
In my nightmare. Well, I didn't fire Oscar. Like just Oscar got fired in my nightmare.
And wasn't
you,
me.
And you were dead set on hiring these awful people to like do the podcast for us. And we were trying to shoot this episode and it like wasn't working. And we'd shoot the whole episode and it doesn't work or whatever, but I'm like trying my hardest. And afterwards you were like, I'm not doing this podcast anymore. I'm not doing any of this. I'm not reshooting it, whatever. And in my dream, Brooke, I assaulted you. Like, I charged at you. I was on top of you, like, pinning you on the ground. Like, I don't know what.
Okay.
And we got really physical about it. And then
was it like fun play fighting or like worse? No, were people getting hurt?
That this is why, like, I really think it was a nightmare, because I was like so I would never be this upset in real life. Like in my dream I was like so upset, I was like screaming.
That had to be bad, because I've been mad at you, but I've never really wanted to hit you.
Well, really?
I mean,
okay, in your dreams, do like I don't ever have dreams that don't involve people who have traumatized me. So maybe you've traumatized me. I don't know how to explain this. Like I have side characters. Like Oscar was a side character.
But like you have like main, like there's always a main.
Yeah, like it'll be like my parents, or it'll be like Jordan Morona, or like Chris Miles, or like Jake Paul. Sorry, all those
Wait,
people.
That's relatable. I've told you about my reoccurring nightmare, haven't I?
What's your reoccurring nightmare?
So I have two reoccurring nightmares and they both kind of go hand in hand. The first one is that I randomly remember almost completely through the semester, I'm not even in school, that I have not been attending one of my classes. Okay. And like it's too late to like unenroll, and like I just am gonna fail the class because I haven't been doing the work because I forgot to go. That's one of my nightmares, kind of boring. Second one is that I'm late to Disneyland, okay? And it's like it's 6 p.m. and I bought Disneyland tickets, and Disneyland tickets are extremely expensive, and so you have that sense of urgency, like I have to get the most out of my ticket, and I'm late at the expense, or it's your fault, basically.
And this is a recurring nightmare that you're late to Disneyland and it's my fault.
All the time. Sometimes there will be a little variation and it'll be like Coachella.
Okay.
Or something, and we get to Coachella at like 10 p.m. But almost always it's Disneyland, because Disneyland's like so expensive and you want to spend the day.
And then what am I doing?
And you make me so late.
Like why?
Well, first of all, you don't wake up until 3 p.m.
Well, this now became real.
Yeah,
we're talking about the dream.
I think that's the scariest type of nightmare, is one with like that's based in reality.
That's true.
But it's crazy that that's a dream I have all the time, and I'll wake up so furious at you. Now it's a little better because it's like, you know, I can afford a Disneyland ticket, but like they're expensive and you've made me late at least 100 times.
You know what's funny is I know somehow that would like transcend into real life. Like if you and I ever went to Disneyland, even if I was completely on time, you would be like, Tana made it, like you would
like
make it.
I just couldn't do it. But it's like, it's almost like I carry that anger with me in our regular life. So
100%.
So like getting upset with you today for being late, it's really because like how many times have you made me late for Disneyland?
110%. I completely get it. I'm really sorry.
Okay, you owe me a Disneyland trip, so
yeah,
I don't make the rules.
I don't think I can go with you though.
Like, never. Now I think I just decided, I can't go with you. That's your, I feel like you'll, you, like, you can't go there.
I think I historically would be the absolute worst person to attend Disneyland with of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I just think there's so many factors where I just wouldn't be. I hate roller coasters. I don't understand the hype. I don't understand the fun at all.
It's so much fun.
Like, but I don't like that feeling. But
what about, like, Disneyland doesn't really have, like, roller coasters like that. Like, Hasbulla just went on, first of all.
Let's talk it like that.
Because he went on the rides. Because you can go, like, Disneyland, especially, like, California Adventure, they have a little bit, like, more crazy of rides. But Disneyland just has, like, really low-key rides.
I
just
don't, my bones, I don't know how to explain this. But, like, I don't think I have normal people bones. Like, a roller coaster hurts my bones so bad.
Have you looked into it?
No. Do you remember that dog that would have no bones days and then he died?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry. I have a bunch of random topics. I think that it's just going to be like a random order today.
Okay, love it.
Do you have any topics?
No, but first I need you to tell me who won our physical altercation in your dream.
It wasn't like a fight where someone won. I think I really just attacked you.
I probably won.
Like, I think in real life you would have like fought back, but in my dream I was just like...
No, I would have. I honestly probably would have just... So that I could be like, oh, Tana beat me up.
Is that your like life's dream?
Yeah.
To just get beat up and like be able to really ride that out?
For sure.
I would never beat you up. I don't think I could. I think you could fight.
I think I'm scrappy.
While we're talking about theme parks, I have another topic. I was watching this video the other day on TikTok and I was laying in bed and someone else was there and we were watching the video.
Who was there?
I'll get into that actually in a little bit because I have things to say. But it was this guy was arguing with a cop, right? And he was filming himself. And he's arguing with the cop and the cop is like wrong. Like that's why this video went viral. But then the guy just starts yelling at the cop. I have 300,000 followers. I have 300,000 followers. They're gonna love this. Blah, blah, blah. And the video like irked me so fucking much because I hate when people talk like that. It's like one of my life's biggest pet peeves when anyone's like...
Yeah, it's like using your like clout to get you a reservation or something. It gives me the ick.
And just like just the way people say it or like, do you know who I am? Or like any of that. It's always been one of my biggest life's like pet peeves.
I genuinely don't believe that people even do that because I've never witnessed it in life.
I witness it like kind of frequently, but I feel like people talk to me weird. Like people will come up to me like new TikTokers and like be telling me...
Well, they probably feel like they have something to prove to you. No one's trying to prove shit to me.
But like I hate it more than anything. Like for me, it determines if I like a person or not like very much immediately. It's like one of my biggest pet peeves. And so we got into this conversation and I was like telling this guy how to this day, like people make videos about me, I guess a lot, like interactions with me or like people's like opinions of me and shit. But like it happens to me kind of frequently where like I go into a store and someone makes a video like Tana Mojo came in and this is what she did. You know what I mean? And normally I just don't really pay them any mind. If they're sweet, I comment like whatever. But to this day, this person made this video saying that I went to Universal Studios theme park. See where it tied in? I did it. Uh-huh. And I was with Diablo and everyone was riding like roller coasters and like I don't ride roller coasters. So I was just like chilling, walking around with Diablo. And this person said in the video that like I walked up to them and I said like, I'm Tana Mojo. Do you know who I am? Like, you know who I fucking am. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like a stuck up bitch and like all this shit. And like, for some reason, I think about that video like at least once a month because it upset me so much.
Well, because like, she made it up, right?
Yes. Like, they just entirely made it up that I said that. But it's like,
that's like the scariest thing is like someone can make up any interaction they've had with you literally ever. And like, no one's going to believe you when you say it's not true. That's like, I kind of feel like that happens to a lot of like really big celebrities too.
Yeah, like Hailey Bieber and shit.
Yeah, like she was mean to me at a restaurant, which is like, how would you ever validate that? Or like,
but like they never bother me. But for some reason, I can like see this video and paint it. It made me so mad because I would just never do that.
She probably ate that up. She was probably like, ooh, this is going to get the views.
And then I remember I commented and they were like going back and forth and it was like this whole thing and it still bothers me. And I guess I was just like wondering if you have like something someone has made about you or said about you that like to this day bothers you.
I don't know. People just don't make videos about me, honestly, but
it's not true.
I had that girl, the girl, and I hate to give her any sort of recognition at all.
Actually,
you know what? I'd love to give her this recognition because she said to me, or she made a video recently and she goes literally word for word, if anyone gave a fuck about your opinion, you would still be on Tana Mojo's podcast. And to her, I say, what am I doing right now? Okay, I'm on Tana Mojo's podcast and you can suck my dick for real.
This all started because this random girl posted a video coming at Alabama Barker.
Oh, yes. And you know what?
But I love that you were just superhero about it.
Because She's known. She's just such a troll on TikTok, and that's why I don't like to give her the attention, because like she obviously does it because she gets a rise out of everybody.
Is she known? Like, does she have followers?
Well, she just has had so many of these like viral horrible takes where everybody stitches her and like comes at her kind of thing.
Okay.
But she eats it up. It's like her, that's her angle. Yeah. That's her thing. And so she, one of her like stupid fucking dumb takes was that like Alabama Barker is like hypersexualized and she's trying so hard to like, she was just basically like coming at Alabama Barker and saying like, if you're gonna act grown, I'm gonna treat you like you're grown.
That's illegal.
I'm like, why are you treating her like anything? That's not your kid. Like, why do you have anything to say about a 17-year-old girl? Like, you are grown.
Yeah,
like it's fucking weird. And she'll like, she's the same girl who made that video about Alex Earl, and she's like, she's glorifying symptoms of depression because Alex Earl has a messy room. I'm like, girl, if you don't go the fuck outside, sorry.
Touch grass.
No, I'm being mean. But
I love touch grass. That's like my new one.
Touch some grass. Well, you know what? Her name is Gracie. Gracie, shout out.
Do you know I actually have a bone to pick with Gracie as well?
What'd she do?
Because, so you commented on this video and you were like, da 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 da, Alabama Bark or whatever. And then she made a video about you and then she was like coming at you and whatever. And the video kind of got traction. So then she comes online and she's like, while I'm making this video about Brooke, like now I hate Tana too because like they're from, like blah, 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 all this shit. And I'm fucking, you know me, I'm so fine with that. I actually like, I love when people hate me. Like, not when I do something wrong and I deserve it, but I love a good, like, someone just fucking hates me. Like, it's so fun to me. I think it gives me content. It gives me life. I've really always been this way. I don't know what it is. And so I'm watching her, like, hate series on me, right? And she makes a video and she's, you know, fuck Tana, I hate Tana. I don't know what she said. And then she's like, and while we're at it, and this was when I had my, like, last secret boyfriend, right?
Oh, yeah.
I had very much made a point, like, you know, I'm dating this guy. He doesn't. Like, I said, he doesn't have social media. And by that, I mean he has a private Instagram with fucking 700 followers, like, yeah, that are his family. And it's on private and he never posts on it and he never uses it. And, like, I literally taught him how to post on his story. Like, when we started, like, you know what I mean? Like, you might as well say someone who has never posted an Instagram story one time, like, doesn't use Instagram. Yeah, that's what I meant by it.
Because it's, like, the way that we use social media, he does not.
Yeah,
at all.
And so I say this, and I've said online, you know, like, I'm trying to kind of protect his identity. And obviously, you can say that, to take that with a grain of salt, because I was also posting photos of us, but without his face and not tagging him, obviously. So, like, whatever.
Yeah, you chose what was out there. Okay.
Yeah, and it was just, like, a cute, you know, if I really wanted to hide his identity, I guess even posting those, someone could say that that's, like, playing with fire, and I understand that.
No.
But whatever, blah, blah, blah. She comes online and she makes, Gracie, makes this 3-minute TikTok. It could have been
not
60,
the 3 minutes.
It could have been 60 seconds. I made that up, but it just sounded so good, okay? Where she, like, went online and, like, found, like, my guy friends in Vegas and that they all, like, mutually followed this one guy, found my boyfriend's Instagram, but it was private, and then, like, looked him up online and found that every other person, like, with his name was, like, in their 40s, but there was one that wasn't, and then found his address and his phone number and fully fucking doxed him within the first, like, month of us dating. And she,
Gracie.
But her whole reason for this was just, like, Brooke pissed me off. And I was like,
wait. So honestly, I'm sorry to your ex.
And
sorry
for that. I remember calling, like, my ex and being like, yo, like imagine that feeling where you're just like, fuck, like, it must suck.
Especially
because
it's like, he wasn't really, like, he didn't want to be in the scene like that. So it kind of sucks that it's, like, out of his control. But, yeah, like, dude, she does, like, I hate, again, to give it the attention, because these type of people just feed off of that, exactly that. They want to get a rise out of people.
But I kind of
think she got it.
I kind of think
she
it's
got the
fun.
Biggest rise.
Like, I kind of hope she sees this, and I kind of hope she gets mad, and I kind of hope she does it again.
But
and I kind of
everybody's against her. The
bit.
Thing is, like, I always usually base, like, which side I'm on based on, like, who people I admire support in a situation. Like, for example, she has, like, major beef with Teffy, hates Teffy, like, publicly declares that she hates Teffy, and I, like,
who could hate
I
Teffy?
Idolize
why?
Exactly, I idolize Teffy, so I'm like, I hate you, Gracie.
Why does she hate Teffy?
Who knows? Teffy probably, like, did something not wrong the way we did.
That's so
I just all I did was defend a sweet 17-year-old girl who had nothing to do, like, she didn't do anything wrong.
She dogs my man.
No, Alabama.
Not Gracie. Title of this podcast, Alabama Barker dogs my man.
Honestly, I've never even met Alabama Barker. I have like no reason why I felt like loyalty to her, but all I did was comment. I commented something, and then Gracie made the video, and she's like, "These D-list celebrities keep coming at me." I'm like, "Wait, did you just call me a celebrity?"
Yeah, it's kind of a slay. I've never understood that. Oh my god,
thank you.
Like whenever someone says that to me, like D or like at least
I know. I'm like, wait, so what? Like what literal in the alphabet does that make you, Gracie? I'm just wondering.
I've been using this guy. I've been using this guy. I know there's more to it. I swear. But my fuck buddy was the person that I had this whole TikTok conversation with and whatever.
Yes.
And we've just been having so many conversations that are amazing podcast topics. And it's gotten to the point where I'll be talking to him and he'll just see me open my notes app and like start writing down what he's saying. And he's like, are you just using me as like a podcast topic? Like what? And I'm like, kinda, like stop slaying then, you know?
Yeah. Say less.
I was telling him about a relationship I was in a while ago, or he was asking me, to be fair. I would never like you post weren't up. Just I would
never post. Oh, that's my favorite move.
Really?
Oh yeah, I just did it tonight. I'll tell you after.
Wait.
No, well, after you talk.
Oh, okay, cool. So he was asking me why me and this guy broke up. Like a different guy, like why we went through a breakup. I'd never like said all of this out loud. And and after saying it out loud, I was like, this is so weird that I feel like I'm doing an injustice to the canceled people if I don't talk about it. Okay. And I wanna hear your opinion on this, okay?
You know I love giving opinions.
Okay. Perfect relationship, perfect guy.
Okay. Don't tell me who it is, because I'm gonna guess.
I think you'll get it pretty soon. This was not a red flag at the time, but on our very, very first date. Our first date was amazing, okay? Like, we had a great first date. And eventually, we start kissing and whatever. And afterwards, he was like, can I tell you why I'm so drawn to you? Like, why I think I like you so much? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you remind me so much of my mom.
Oh, no.
And at the time, my rose-colored glasses ass was like, that's so sweet. Men marry women who remind them of their mom, blah, 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 blah. Let me know your thoughts on that so far before I keep going, okay? Well,
I know maybe this is like a sexist situation, but I know it's like very common for you to like look for qualities of your father. If you have a good relationship usually with your father, which I do.
Maybe not.
Like you start, you look for those qualities in like a partner. Like my dad's really funny. So I feel like that's like, I always have gravitated towards people who are funny. I don't know. That's just like supposed to be a fact.
And that's where my head was at in the beginning, right? I was like, okay, maybe this is healthy. Maybe this is what healthy people do. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I took it as like sweet, right? Mm-hmm. And then I started bringing him around my friends, right? And I noticed that he would just be like showing my friends his mom, like type shit, and like gassing his mom all the time. And it got to this whole bit too where Ty would be like, your boyfriend wants his mom, like not you.
Like he wants to. I've met some people like that and it gives me the creeps for sure.
And then.
Did he have a hot mom?
Yes.
That's tough.
And like, and we look alike. Like a lot alike. Oh, like she's no. like blonde and like we look alike. Like you know what I
really,
mean?
I really like can't think of who this is.
And then over time, you could tell that she like hated me so much. Like not because of anything I've done, because it was too new for that. Like off rip, I could just tell you're the type of mom who like hates anyone your son dates because it's like.
That is the number one. I'm sorry to cut you off. Number one, like most biggest ick like I could imagine in a person is when their mom is like super critical about everybody. They're like, that gives me like,
and I understand like niceness of it. Like I understand you want your son to be with a good person, you need to evaluate them, but you can tell when it's like, oh, you've hated every single person he's ever dated because it like takes
because your time you away. Want that you want the attention from your little you, boy.
Yeah, like, and it's giving that, but then it kept progressing. And keep in mind, he's like grown and like lives his own life, you know what I mean? But I'd be like, oh my god, can you come on this trip? And he'd be like, I have to ask my mom. And I'd be like, what do you mean you have to ask your mom?
Well, now I know.
And then it got about. And then it got to the point where it'd be like, you have to ask my mom, you know what I mean? And then she'd be like,
bitch, no.
And then he'd be like, she'd be texting him like, tell her to give me a call if she wants you there that bad. Like weird shit like that, you know? Like scheduling a call with the mom.
What the fuck?
And I remember one time I was mad at him. And I was like, over something. Not mad. Like, you know what I mean? Like he like went out with his friends and like forgot to text me or something. And I was just kind of being like, you know how I am. Like just jokingly, like what'd you do last night, cheater? Like da da da, like joking around. And I was like, am I crazy? Like, I asked him, I was like, do you think I'm crazy when I'm joking around like that? You know what I mean? Like, do you think I'm like silly and fun? Or do you think like, oh, this girl's crazy? Because I'm kidding, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to know your take on that. And he like thinks about it for a second or whatever. And then he's like, my mom's crazy. And then just goes on this whole tangent about how his mom is crazy. But he loves it. And like this whole thing. And I was like, I asked you if I was crazy.
I don't know. I don't know if I would think that he's in love with his mom. But like whether he is or not, just the concept of being that dependent on your mother as an adult man is like a major red flag to the point. Because it's like at a certain age, you're locked in. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not like you're going to over the years grow apart or whatever. If you're already an independent adult and you're still dependent on your mother, you will be that way until the day you die.
And it's like, I just started noticing everything like around his house. Like he'd have shit like candles that would be like, this is real. Like candles that are like, the love from your mother is like never replaceable. Like blah, blah, blah. Like all this.
That gives me the ick so bad. And that's so horrible because you want somebody who has a good relationship with their family. Take it from me.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, it does get to be a little bit too much. Like I have an amazing like family and stuff, but they would never involve themselves in my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or like overstep where they shouldn't. Like nobody's calling or expecting a call from my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And if a guy ever told me like, ask my mom, I'd be like,
I'm like, get I up. Hadn't met her, and like over holidays, like he'd go get me a gift and then she'd get me like gifts, but it just, everything just felt so condescending, if that makes sense. It didn't feel
ingenuine. Like you just felt like she had it out for you or what?
Like, and anytime he'd be like with her on Face, like I'd be with him and he'd FaceTime her, or like, or I wouldn't be with him.
Like you were competing with his mom.
Like let's say I wasn't with him and I FaceTimed him and he was with his mom, and I'd be like, hi, oh my god, how are you, beautiful, like trying to be nice because clearly this woman wants me dead. She'd be like, hi, like super like that, you know what I mean? Like, and I'd just be like,
have you ever had like a friend who's like that? Like I've had a lot of friends who like their parents are so involved in their lives that you're like, ugh. Or like somebody who's mean to you, a friend's mom who's mean to you.
That is awful, a friend's mom who's mean to you.
I think that would be, that's why like I ask, is because I would have a hard time in a relationship, because I know for sure, because even when someone's mom, like someone else's mom said something mean to me, I carry it with me literally genuinely for the rest of my entire life. Even
absolutely
if it happened in the
same.
First, like fucking first grade.
I really like, and this, I'm gonna sound insane saying this, but I take so much pride in people's parents liking me. I think it's,
can I tell you what it is, or what I think?
I already found this out, but yes.
Like, I had my grandparents, obviously, but like I didn't have like a relationship with my parents at all growing up. So I was always so excited by having relationships with other people's parents, and I always was so confident in like my ability in making that, like to make them like me, and like I loved that. I loved having a relationship with my friends' parents. So if someone didn't like me, killed me.
100%. Like I think growing up, like having parents who just like fucking hated me, like I loved other people's parents who were like normal and dope. Mm-hmm. So I would like go, especially if my friends were like rude to their parents, I would go out of my way to like, you know what I mean, like be extra really, nice yeah. to the parents, or like yell at my friend if they're being like a fucking asshole
yeah.
to like their parent or whatever. And every person I've ever dated, like every single one, to this day, I am close with their parents.
Yeah.
And even just like my friends, like even influencer friends, like, you know what I mean? Like Huddy's parents.
Yeah, you
and
always
Bryce's
go out
parents.
Of your way for the parents. I feel like I'm that way too, just because I think it is because both of us didn't have a very
I've
good.
Never, ever, like literally my ex's mothers, all of them text me like to this day, all the fucking time. I've never had a parent not obsessed with me. So like, I don't mean to be like, I know the problem isn't me, but like.
No, but I don't think so either. Cause like I have seen you, like how you interact and stuff with like Amari's family. I mean, obviously that's like your family. So that's different, but like I see how you are and how you not perform, but like how much, how you're like the most outstanding version of yourself like in front of a parent.
And it just like irks me to this day, like now thinking about this whole like, and I've always said that I would never be with someone with like a smother mother, and I somehow like fell into it, and it scared the shit out of me.
Those are the most dangerous men in the world, is men who are too attached.
But this
moms.
Was unlike anything I've really ever seen before.
Well, I'm really honestly really happy you guys broke up. No offense.
I, Tana Mojo, fell victim to a smother mother.
I hope,
I never thought I would.
I hope to God for his sake that someday he finds somebody that is worthy of his love in his mother's eyes. Because otherwise that girl is going to be a victim for the rest of her life.
For sure. It's so awful.
It's so sad. And it's so important. Like, I don't know if I could marry a guy who like whose mom I didn't get along with, her whose family I didn't get along with.
Yeah, like I was literally, I remember just like, I was like imagining holidays for like the rest of my life. And it was like, that sounds so scary and awful.
Yeah. I have a thing where it's actually really important to me, like the family I'm marrying to, because I know I don't have anything to bring to the table. Like,
yeah,
who's gonna come to my wedding? No one. Like,
for sure.
I want to marry so badly into a big family, or like a functional family.
Yeah. Do you ever hate that when you date someone and you like love their family so fucking much, and then you break up with them, but the family was it? The family was like,
no.
Yeah,
I don't.
Let me look at other conversations that I had with this man.
You're talking about this man who you're having these really good conversations with. You're having very good sex with this man, and you're having good conversations. So I'm just wondering, what's going on there?
Can I tell you something we did the other night?
What?
That is so abnormal to do with someone that you have called your fuck buddy, Tana. Like, I need to get off my chest, and you're going to be like, Tana, what the fuck?
What did you do?
And I have this fucking issue. I have... such a fucking, this is how every person I date, I end up dating them. I like fuck them and they're my fuck buddy, and I'm like, you're my fuck buddy. And I love this, and you're gonna come over at midnight and we're gonna fucking fuck and we're gonna watch Netflix and you're gonna leave and it's gonna be fuck. I'm sorry.
My friend's Amish over there, so I'm just
like, fuck. And then every time, like, it just ends up.
I know what it is, but continue. Not,
like, we end up just starting playing house too much that it's like, we're now just playing house all the time, and now we're dating. Obviously, I have exceptions to the rule where there are people where, like, we went on dates and we started dating. But I'm saying a lot of times that's like what's happened. Do you know what I mean? And I was so excited about this being like, I'm single and like I have a fuck buddy and like that. You know what I mean? That's all it is, whatever. And I'm already doing the thing.
Well, you do it every time.
And I don't know how to stop doing the thing. Because it's like, want to hang out? Yeah.
Well, you want to know what it is in my eyes, or what I see, like what differentiates like my... I don't have any fuck buddies. I don't know. I'm pretending I do. But like... you always integrate them into like the friend activities, and like we'll all be doing a group activity and you're like, oh, he can come, you know, because it's just casual and stuff. But then they're spending time around the friends and they're getting to know everybody and you see their personality, and then it starts feeling like you're already dating. So then you start doing normal dating people things, and then all of a sudden you're dating the man. The problem is you can't draw a line in the sand and actually like leave him where he is.
It's
in
so true.
The bed, you know what I mean? Like, leave him there.
It's
like,
so
stop inviting him out. Stop having him.
I've invited him everywhere for the past 2 weeks.
That's the problem. But you,
but not I like just, to be around
but not
him.
Not just him. It's every fuck buddy you've ever had. He's all of a sudden, we all start liking him, and we're like, wait, are they together? And then you just are.
I have a serious fucking issue. But so, and I don't know how to fix it. I really don't know how to fix it. He's coming over after this. Can't wait. But the other night, we were laying in bed and we came across this thing online that, like, I don't even know how we came across it, but it was like this psychological study that, like, that this psychological studying place made people, I'm a dropout, made people do, where they'd be strangers and, or like new relationships or people who've been together for so long. They would sit them down and they would ask them a series of 40 questions.
Okay.
And the people would answer the 40 questions back and forth to each other. And the psychological study showed that it would make these people like feel the feeling of what it would take of like a year of falling in love in the time of that study.
Send it to me now.
Like, oh no,
I'm sending it to all my, well, boyfriends.
It's an insane like love bomb thing if you really want to do it. Do you know what I mean? But the other night he came over and I'm like so fucking excited. Like, I'm wearing red lingerie under my shit, you know, like I'm excited for a
that's
fucking
not a fuck
night.
Buddy activity, that's a like, boyfriend activity.
And then here I am with my crew neck on over my fucking like red slutty lingerie and I'm so
sit
excited
down.
Whatever, we lay in bed for 5 hours and just ask each other these questions back and forth. We both cried at one point, like whole fucking thing, like, you know what I mean, like your deepest darkest like things, whatever. And we didn't even have sex, we just fell asleep.
See, that's when you know it's bad. If he's sleeping next to you and he's not doing anything, you have to end it all.
That happened again. It's happened like a couple times now.
I'm honestly jealous of that problem that you have, though, honest to God, because pretty much every guy that I've ever just slept, because I've never slept with somebody I didn't want to date, really. I mean, like, it may be like a one-off situation, but like, if I'm actively sleeping with you, I probably want to date you.
I just like fall into it.
Well, maybe you, God, you have a power I don't have. Like, that's my goal every time, and it's I've never been successful.
But I
God, I'm, wait,
I don't.
I'm like, maybe I have the problem.
I don't know what's going on here, and I don't know if it's.
Well, he's too young for you. He's only 22. 22 is too young for a 24-year-old woman, because a 24-year-old woman is at least like 4 years advanced.
But he's so smart.
He is pretty smart, actually.
Wait, what am I?
I did get to talking to him the other night, and it was my first time I heard him speak.
He has
a twin brother, but now that I know they're 22, that doesn't really work.
I think you should do it. Imagine for the plot we were dating twins.
For the plot, it would be good, but I'm not interested in dating another 22-year-old. I have learned my lesson.
Well, I'm not at
28
all.
28 and above. Unless, of course, you're Mr. DC, which will be my boyfriend eventually.
Is he 22?
He's 27.
Oh, that's the same. In my head, I'm not a serial dater.
Okay.
Well, and I know that I am.
Love the denial.
Yeah, like, but it's like, you know what I mean? I know I am, but like in my head, I'm not. Like in my head, I'm so free and single. And I think it's
because
you just
really fall into it every time. It's just so accidental.
But I just really, like, I really was looking forward to this time period being single. And
can I tell you,
I don't know what's going to happen.
I keep saying, can I tell you your problem? I don't Please, know what. I don't know me. What. Like, I feel like I'm in an episode of like,
this feels therapeutic.
In the entire time I've known you, I think I've seen you sleep alone like 4 times.
I sleep alone now.
Okay. You are definitely better about it now. But I remember a time period where it was like, you would not sleep alone.
I was codependent as fuck, I think, for a long time.
Yeah, but if it's not someone you're codependent on, it's just someone else.
But now it's like, I can and do sleep alone, but it's like, I still suck at it. Especially because it's not like a bunch of different people. It's like when there's one person who like you like sleeping with more than you like sleeping alone.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, I don't like sleeping alone. I don't have like the option.
I'm a whore. I start crying. It's like a whole thing.
You're not a whore. You're just so loving. You have so much love
to give.
I've always
said that, seriously. Okay, this was my final conversation with this man that I was just randomly talking about that I like came to the most crazy conclusion.
Okay.
But this has nothing to do with anything, and I'm hoping you have things to say, because if you don't have things to say, then it's like not
fun. Put that on me.
Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you would have to add to this, otherwise we're cutting it.
Okay, no pressure.
All, like, guys with certain names are, like, the same.
Exactly. Exactly right.
But girls aren't like that. Like, you can meet a million different Britneys and they're all different people.
True.
But like every guy whose name starts with BR, like Brad, Bryce,
Brody, Brent,
Brody, grew up with like middle class money. Like, they wore Vineyard Vines at some point. They
That's
wore
so
boat
funny.
Shoes.
I have a boat shoe Brody.
Like, do you know what I mean? And they're
you
all
know who you
like
are.
That.
I know this to be true because I've always, always, always gravitated towards C names. And J names. Always. Okay. Everybody's been a J name or a C name. Always.
What do you have to say about the C names?
Liars.
Like, all C names are liars?
Compulsive. C is for compulsive liar.
Oh, no.
That's what it is.
Oh, no.
And J is for just not fucking interested in you at all.
Well, so J names for me are always narcissist. I'm going to go to hell for this one, but J names are like their parents love them way too much. Their parents told them they were superstars, like maybe a little narcissistic tendencies. They walk past the mirror, they pose in the mirror, like whole nine. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
All J names.
I've had a lot of J names. I don't know if they've really been narcissists. They've just like not been in love with me, which is definitely a major flaw.
Like every Oscar I've ever met is like a smart guy. Like,
loves, yeah, I love like, Oscars.
Loves a little like techie moment. Like
I've never met another Oscar in life.
Like all guys named Alexander are the same.
Hot.
And sweet. I would say C names are all like, C is for codependent.
Yeah. Yeah. C is for codependent, compulsive liar.
Oh my God. I just felt so cool realizing that.
They like, miss them.
I don't even know. So we have to talk about this. Because everyone's talking about it, and you know, we do this kind of for a living and whatever. TikTok is going to be banned.
If allegedly. They ban it, I'm not kidding. I'm gonna fucking can I say that? Same. I'm gonna kill myself.
Absolutely, same 100%. But
it's so I don't understand. I don't have anything to hide. Take my data, like, I don't care.
I couldn't agree more, honestly. Like, it's I agree with that fully. Have you been seeing the videos of the courtroom?
No,
like, of the right now. God, this is gonna be like dumb girl tries to explain, but like right now TikTok CEO man's in the courtroom and he's fighting with American against TikTok man, and they're like, no, TikTok's good, and then other guys like, no, it's bad, and they're in a courtroom, there's videos of it everywhere. Can you pull one up, please?
All I've been seeing is Gwyneth Paltrow and her fucking,
we need to talk about that too. Why is Gwyneth Paltrow in court?
She like ran over someone on skis.
No, she didn't. Gwyneth Paltrow ran over someone on skis, and that's why she's in court.
It's up in the air, really.
It was a hit and run.
With a car?
You mean hit and ski.
At a ski resort.
Ski and run. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I hope something like that happens to me at some point. The reason why I wanted to bring up the courtroom video actually has nothing to do with any of it. Why he kind of fine?
Can you say with 100% certainty that TikTok does not use the phone's camera to determine whether the content that elicits a pupil dilation should be amplified by the algorithm? Can you tell me that?
We do not collect body, face, or voice data to identify our users.
I want to fuck Mr. Xiao too.
So do I. He's my type for real.
The only face data that you get that we collect is when you use the filters to have, say, sunglasses on your face. We need to know where your eyes are.
Why do you need to know what the eyes are if you're not seeing if they're dilated?
And that data is stored the other on your local device and stupid deleted idiot. After use if you use it for facial. Again, we do not collect body, face, or voice data to identify our users.
Like, I want to fight with that man. I want him to tell me how stupid and dumb and little I am.
How do you determine what age they are then?
We rely on age gating as our key age assurance.
Age
gating, which is when you ask the user what age they are.
I believe him, and I stand beside him no matter what he says. And I hate this whoever that guy is.
For some reason, I have a serious crush on Mr. Xiao Chu. I don't know if it's because he's fighting for, like,
my rights.
He's
fighting for what we believe in. But here's the thing. Maybe I'm uneducated because I really, like, no matter what, I cannot wrap my head around. Unless, of course, you work for, like, the government or, like, you have anything, any sort of confidential anything on your phone. Like, why would it ever matter if they, like... You know what?
Like, I feel sorry for anyone who would see my shit. You know what I mean? Like, you're just, like...
I don't. I'm, like, honestly, leak it.
No, but imagine, like, when you're on TikTok taking, like, a bad shit and they're just hearing it. Like,
no,
it's
but they don't
good.
Care about you. They're checking on, like, the kids who have TikTok whose parents, like, are in the Senate. I think that's who we should be concerned about. And those people should suffer.
Well, so with this being said, I've created a fun game for us today.
Okay.
If TikTok were to be banned, I want to say an influencer right now, and we say what their job would be if they had never been on TikTok.
This is going to get us canceled.
And I'm so excited.
Okay.
I only have like 10, okay?
Maybe we both think of it and then we both say it. Not like at the same time, but like, I need time. Okay. Go.
I'm going to start with Bryce Hall. And I already have mine.
What do you think?
I think Bryce Hall would be a carpenter.
Oh, I was going to say works at David Buster's. How old is he? Because he obviously he would grow like
24 probably.
Okay, well, he doesn't work there anymore, but he definitely did.
Okay.
You know, I don't think he should be a carpenter. He's strong. Maybe he. Oh, he's a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a personal trainer and he DMs girls and he's like, I'll train you for free if you suck my dick.
I think he still does that to this day.
I'll do it.
I agree. Okay. Josh Richards.
He's a really smart guy, honestly.
Weirdly successful in my head, too. Like, I think if TikTok never happened, Josh Richards would still one day be, like, the
hot CEO.
But
he would still do something for sure that was, like, reliant on his looks.
I think it's just giving, like...
Or maybe he works in sales. Like, he's a salesman. Maybe a real estate agent.
And he's good at it, but, like... How successful he is isn't because of how good at it he is. He's like
successful because he's gorgeous.
Yeah, like, and he's good at what he does, but like him being like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I could see him on like Selling Sunset, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Okay. Like Oppenheim group vibes for sure. Dixie D'Amelio.
Supermodel. I literally think she's the most gorgeous person in the world.
I do too, actually. You're in love with Dixie. You have a little crush on her.
I literally am in love with Dixie D'Amelio. Spread the word.
What would I see? I weirdly see Dixie D'Amelio being like a high school principal.
That's disrespectful.
No, but she's hot. It has nothing to do with her looks. I just mean like I could see her being so fucking pissed.
Yeah, I could see her laying down the law. I could see her like hitting someone with a ruler.
Absolutely. And she's like, but like she's the type of high school principal where it's like if she likes you, like she would have hated me because I was a degenerate, awful kid. You know what I mean? But occasionally we would have had like a funny little laugh.
I could see like... it's giving like bad teacher. I feel like she'd be like, fuck these kids.
100%. Addison Rae.
She owns a flower shop.
Why was I gonna say bait shop?
I feel like she needs to just smile all day long, and like what better place to smile than at the bakery flower shop?
But I just feel like she works at a little bait shop in the middle of Louisiana.
Wait, bait shop?
Like bait as in like fishing.
I thought
hooks.
You said like a bakery. Why would she work at a bait shop?
It's so funny because Addison Rae is so normally Southern, but in my head...
Oh,
because
you think she's that crawfish.
Like, in my head, I have amplified her Southernness to the fucking... till the cows come home.
Okay, like, I see it, but, like, I don't know. I don't picture her, like, baiting a hook. Like,
I do.
Oh.
And it's, like, endearing, and, like, all the guys love
she's
it.
She's, like, in the Everglades, like... Like, is that where... Wait, where's the Everglades?
Aren't the Everglades cold?
No. Everglades is like where the alligators are.
No fucking way. In my head, Everglades have always been like glacial.
Hmm.
Everglacial. Okay, let me keep going. Vinnie Hacker, Zoomies for me. A skate shop.
Yeah, somewhere where, like, you know, some of those stores that you walk in there and, like, the employees are, like, supposed to be fucking rude to you.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, what it gives. Not because he's rude, but because I've never heard him talk before. And, like, that's my ideal situation. I would love to walk into a store and not be talked to, because that's the number one deterrent. That's the number one reason I turn out of a store and leave, is if a salesperson is talking to me too much.
Wait, so, honestly, really?
Do your job, Vinny. He's killing it at Zoomies, literally not saying a word.
And he's so... I don't think Vinny Hacker smokes in real life. I don't know. I'm just... He's so high in this alternate universe. He is like zooted to the fucking gods wherever he, but it could be anywhere. Like, it could be a library. Him where the
fitting room is. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I see for Vinnie Hacker. Chris Olsen. The coffee thing is like in my head, so I want to make him like a friendly little,
I know,
barista.
I almost made him a barista, but I'm like, no.
But I do see him as like a waiter or something, like, but he's so good at his job.
Like, I could see him being like a personal assistant, but it's because I picture him being like Kris Jenner's personal assistant and being like,
you're so right. He would still be in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, and he would, because he's like, that's his thing. He has the ideas, like, he's the visionary. He's really smart. You want to know something funny that I heard the other day? Natalie told me this. She's probably gonna get mad at me. They were looking for talent, like a specific role, and the role was like gay man who is gonna have really good ideas for social media, and it was for a musician. And I was like, so they're just trying to like mimic Chris Olsen, and they were like looking to like fill that exact role, but for somebody else, like what he does for like Meghan Trainor and everybody, like that. Now that's just like a specific job.
Yeah, it really is. I can think of so many people. Shout out Justin Horowitz. Like, they exist,
like, that's,
you know?
They have the same energy to me for sure.
Lorray. Lorray's a trapper in my head. Lorray is pushing packs of marijuana.
Really?
He's like low key the curve, like, in his town. Like, no one's ever seen like the sassy funny gay sell drugs, and like he's like, but like a lot, like he has nice ass, so many shit. He has
like out of his trunk shit. or like do you think he has a better setup than that?
No, I think way better setup, like a nice house. It's like a whole grow room.
He's a trapper.
Okay. Yeah, like he only talks out like via Snapchat. What do you see Lorray as?
I think that I don't really like I don't know I don't really know him very well.
Okay. Noah Beck,
soccer coach. Not funny. He's a like really brilliant soccer player.
Is he?
He's amazing. Also, he's no wait. I can't say him and Dixie are hot in the same episode.
Yes, you can. In my head, Noah Beck he's straight, but he has a job that's a little fruity. Like he's like
that capitalizes on him being like the like little,
like Magic Mike Live in Vegas.
Absolutely.
Like Rocco's, you know, Bar and Tavern, I'm but he's like a dancer / bartender. Like he's dancing while he's bartending.
For sure. Or just like one of those like restaurants that requires you to be shirtless.
Yes, 100%. That's where I see Noah Beck. Abercrombie and Fitch. Yes. He stood outside every Black Friday. Like
he's never worked the register. He literally just stands outside.
Yeah.
God, he's so hot. Dixie, I love you.
Alex Earle.
I'm trying to think of what all my like sorority friends and stuff went on to do.
Front desk at a plastic surgeon's office.
100%. Yes. Uh-huh. That's exactly it.
But she's the only one in there that's nice. Like the rest of the people are telling you like you're fat, you need lipo, but then she's like, I love your body.
Yeah. And she's like, she's giving you her employee discount for no reason.
Uh-huh. Or she works at like Sephora. Or no, Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't see her in retail. I feel like she's too exciting for that.
That's true.
I feel like she needs like the spice. Honestly, she could do like a Christine selling Sunset situation. She'd get by on her personality.
100%.
I'd buy a house from her just because she looks like that.
I stand with like plastic surgeon's office front desk. Like that she is comes a really in good, so yeah. hungover, but like doesn't show it to anyone but her coworkers.
Or just like the best trophy wife ever.
Mm-hmm. Amelie Zilber.
The Pope.
President of the United States. Deadass. Kamala Harris.
Literally.
What is Kamala Harris? Their vice president, right?
Yes.
Right? Bella Porte.
She's in the military. She was in the military.
Oh, she was in the military?
Yeah.
No way.
She was.
I'm just imagining her with her like 40-inch ponytails with like an AK.
I don't think they allowed it. I think she had a bun. I think we should make this a series, except each time, like next time it's not TikTokers, it's like.
I wanted to do all of this, like go into like what would like Logan Paul be doing if he wasn't like do all the, we could make it a series for sure.
I think we should. Next we should do YouTubers.
I agree. Loved it.
Love that. Comment down below who you would like us to assign a new job.
Okay. I have some pop culture topics, hold please.
Is JoJo Siwa pregnant?
Can I just be so for real about this? I fucking love JoJo Siwa.
I think she's just a fun girl.
She is so fucking funny and like lit and dope as fuck off camera. But this, I saw this whole pregnancy baiting. And obviously all these influencers are on Snapchat and they're doing the whole Snapchat clickbait thing, which I need to get better at, seriously. Like I've just been posting like my foot and I'm making like a dollar and I need to figure that out. But if I did that, I would be canceled. If I took a photo, bloated as hell, beside a box of Pampers diapers and said, I'm expecting, I would be fucking...
Yeah, because isn't it like frowned upon since so many people have like trouble getting pregnant and stuff?
Yes. And do you know how many times in my life I was just sitting there needing views and I knew in the back of my head that motherfucker would drive me home, that the rent would be paid for a motherfucking year. But I knew that if I did that, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good for me. It wouldn't be good
for the life. That's so true. You do have like a unique situation where a lot of things would get you canceled that probably a lot of other people could get away with.
Like, why does JoJo Siwa get to do that and I don't?
Because she's JoJo Siwa and she's really made a wholesome name for herself.
No. Yes, but no. Why does she get to do that and I don't?
I think people... People definitely didn't like it, I don't think.
Really? Hold, please. I'm fired up about this one. And I love JoJo Siwa. I really do. I just want to know why I can't do that tomorrow on my Snapchat. If I did exactly that tomorrow. Is it maybe because she's lesbian? So, like, it's like, you know she's not?
Yeah, actually. Because she's not bi, right? She's full lesbian.
Oh, wait. I'm actually completely kidding. I looked it up on Twitter.
Oh, and people are mad.
People are really mad.
Oh.
But not that mad.
Like, not mad enough for you? You want
like, the bows are still going to be for sale in Target.
Come on, get them fired up. Cancel JoJo.
Like, the bows are still going to be on sale at Target forever. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you're right. No one's pulling those bows. Are you kidding? She made, what, like $100 million off those?
Wow, I didn't even... Thank you so much for pulling that one up, seriously. Harry Styles and Emrata.
So expected, honestly. Still really jealous about it. I'm not sure who I'm jealous of, but somebody in that situation I'm for sure jealous of. I think probably Emrata because I really love Harry.
You know what I'm like starting to feel and sense is that Emrata's position in the celebrity world is going to become like female Pete Davidson.
I think that's true too, but it's not exactly the same because she is the most traditionally good-looking person in this entire world.
I agree, but I'm just like, I feel like it's like she's going to be in all these little... But she is kind of just like,
oh, I dated everybody. I do think like I'm worried that she's getting, like I know she's having fun and I respect it and I idolize her. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried that she's going to mess up her reputation a bit, but I feel like people are going to stop praising her in a second. Like what we do to women is we start all of a sudden shaming them for serial dating, like what they did to Taylor Swift.
No one shames me for it. Guys, shame me for serial dating in the comments.
But you know what I mean? Like it used to be like, oh my God, Taylor Swift is an icon because she's dating all these people. And then at a certain point, everybody just turned on her and decided she was just a whore, which is not true. Stan Taylor Swift for life. But I think they're going to start doing that to Emrata, which we've never done to Pete. We would never do to a man because why would we?
I really liked her and Eric Andre and I want to know why they broke up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I believed that was real.
Well, he posted that photo on Valentine's Day where she was like in her underwear and he was like naked.
That's true. But I thought I had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day, too. And I didn't.
Fuck.
Hey, I really, that happens.
I want to know what Harry Styles is like. I feel like his entire...
Did you see there's an interview of him where he says, like, they ask his celebrity crush and he goes, Emily Ratajkowski.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, that's actually so awesome.
So it is iconic. I feel like I'm proud of him.
What do you think? Who's your celebrity crush? Like?
If you and you have to, whoever you speak out loud, you're going to end up dating in 6 months. So think carefully.
Pete Davidson has always been my celebrity crush.
I retired Pete Davidson. You know, I no longer have a crush on Pete Davidson.
He will forever be my celebrity crush.
Oh my God! Look, watch.
Octubre, noviembre.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh wow! I love this.
She's so admirable.
I love this.
Can we get on her or her on here?
This is absolutely everything. What do you think their sex is like?
I don't know. I like the way his eyes are just wide open. Like, he's not going to miss a second of it. Like, he's
Eric
just...
Andre?
No, Harry. He's like, is that Emrata right there?
That's incredible.
She is inspirational to me. I hope one of them sticks pretty soon here because I would love to see her in another happy relationship.
Absolutely. She's everything to me. I fucking love Emrata.
Me too.
I love that every time she dates someone, the meme of her with Gibby from iCarly resurfaces and then they pull up, like they were pulling up Gibby with Harry Styles.
See, that's who I get. I want to do what Emrata's doing and I'm getting Gibby's. left and right. Actually, I got a pretty good one recently.
I love a good Gibby man. That is one thing right now is my whole...
I'm going to marry a Gibby for sure.
My whole, like, people I'm talking to are all pretty, with the exception of a few, are pretty traditionally hot guys. Yeah. And I miss my, like...
Your
it's
Gibbies.
So different being with, like, a hot, hot guy. Like, you just have to be such a different version of yourself. Like, I love when it's mean and ugly because then I can just be, like, so fucking awful. And
I do. I do feel like I, like, adapt my... That sounds so bad, but I have... I'm so much more confident in my personality around a Gibby type than I am like a really good looking guy, and I almost like I don't like it because it's
like I can have chip crumbs all over me, I can snort when I laugh, they can come over and like this yeah, hair on like, the back funniest, of my head is gonna my be like funniest this best and it's for- fine, you know.
How did you do that?
Like, and then the hot people come over. I found myself putting on liquid blush the other day. It was like 2 a.m and I was like, I don't look good enough, like I need liquid blush on right now, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I think I, you know what, I tested my waters with good looking guys. I don't think it's for me. I don't feel like I can be my best self. And I think I'm retiring it and going back to the Gibbies of the world.
Do you want to know something so embarrassing I did last week?
What is it?
Take my fucking accounts away, bro. Like, it's like, it's just like fucking so sad and pathetic. I was tagged in an Instagram photo that was a clothing ad, right? And okay. I'll fucking airdrop it to Oscar so we can share it with the fucking class, okay? And this happens to me a lot where it's like these brands that aren't like, it's not like a like real clothing brand. All their images are stolen. You know what I mean? So it'll be like a model wearing a shirt and like the real campaign was for a different brand.
Yeah.
So I was tagged in this photo of this man wearing this shirt for this clothing brand.
Oh no. And you posted it on your story. Like a thirsty, thirsty woman.
I'm so I see this photo. First of all, let's just talk about it for a second though. And like, he clearly didn't shoot for this brand.
Do you want to bring that home to mama? No.
Yes.
I'm not judging
the him. Way I saved it, because I saved people to like get at them later, is so embarrassing in the screenshot. I mean, that's just my type to a T. Like, if I had to paint my type on a fucking...
I'm not judging him. He's a good looking guy.
He has hardcore vibes tattooed across his forehead.
Yeah, hardcore I'm judging vibes. That for sure.
Do you know I have a serious... I was saying this the other day, but I have a serious fucking problem where it's like what the face tattoo says means so much to me. Like if that said something that I thought was cool, they would be like 10 times hotter.
That's not a serious problem. That's a standard, and I'm so proud of you for having that.
Oh, thank you. So I see this man and I'm just like, that's the love of my life. I don't know where he is. I don't know who he is, but I need to find him. And so then obviously I do my own level of research. I reverse Google image search all of these images and they don't show up anywhere. And then I'm looking up what the brand originally was to try to find who modeled for them and like so on and so forth. And I can't find it. And then I'm just stuck on it. It's become this whole bit. So eventually I post it on my story and I'm like, has anybody seen this man?
Dude, did you find him?
I still don't find him. I have all my friends. I tell every single one of my friends in the group chat, I will give you $200 if you find this man. Like I'm offering money.
Shit, I'll find him for $200.
That's what I'm saying. So I was like, okay, I make a TikTok about it, right? I green screen a TikTok, like just like so fucking embarrassing, right? But this all would have been fine if it was the precursor to a beautiful love story, right? And then someone eventually finds the man.
Is he married or something?
He's Russian. He doesn't speak any English.
That's perfect.
Which explains hardcore vibes.
Maybe he thought that was like super inspirational in English.
Right.
You know how like that happens with like people who like English speaking people all the time, they'll get like something in another language that like really is like live, laugh, love.
Absolutely. He has 2 kids, whole nine, but I'm like, this still isn't stopping me. This could be the start of a beautiful love story. And I messaged him and I said, you're so hot. And he left me unseen. I posted on maybe two different platforms.
Okay, but maybe he's still translating it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Get you a friend who feeds into your
delusion. Yeah, it's the time difference.
Seriously, I just can't believe though. Like, I risked it all with all my other hoes by posting that.
Yeah, you really put your like heart out on the line there for him to just like leave you unseen. That would hurt my feelings for sure.
And it's just embarrassing. I did 2 dedicated posts, you know?
Like, I don't know. I'm not opposed to doing that though. I'm like, I'm all about making it known that you're into somebody. You got mad at me the other day for I tweeted like somebody was hot and she was like, delete this. Like, what?
Because I really want
it?
You and this person to work out. You know what I mean?
I've done it. I did it with the last person. I'll do it again.
And I honestly,
I'm all about speaking it into existence.
Well, I just thought I was all cool and quirky, like in my Justin Bieber looking for Wolfie Cindy era. But
well, see, I'm trying to Hailey Bieber these men. I'm trying to be so obsessed with them that I end up marrying them.
Honestly,
Valid fucking point.
That's a new verb we're using. Hailey Bieber'd. So you would Hailey Bieber Pete Davidson. That's what you would do?
I would love to Hailey Bieber Pete Davidson.
Okay.
I wonder if Hailey Bieber's Hailey Bieber'd Pete Davidson. Probably not.
I don't know. I think she's...
Pete Davidson, but I know I have to let it out the window. He's just textbook so my type. Traumatized, funny, like pale, skinny, dying, tattooed.
I don't think he's my type anymore. I think I'm going for more of like a not him.
What do you think your type is right now?
I still want very funny. Love the funny. But I feel like what I learned about myself is that, like I told you how hard of a time I had with this last breakup. So I decided I'm trying to be the more mentally ill person in the relationship because I've already got a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know? And if it's just really like I need probably somebody with no diagnosis.
As the person who's always more mentally ill, it is so fun. It's so great. It's like,
oh. No, because I need to be the one with the issues, I think.
I have this friend and you don't like her.
Yeah, I hate her guts. I'm just kidding, guys.
And you're always
she's
saying
fine. I don't dislike her at all.
Well, you did at one point. And
yeah, I hated
your
her.
Thing would be like, I hate her. She only dates famous men. She's such a little like clout hungry demon. And lately,
I hated her because she was mean to me.
No. Like, I haven't seen you go on like one date with like a non super famous guy.
That is not a fair.
You've been a clout chaser lately.
I have not been a clout chaser. It's been coincidental.
But like, I want you to throw like a Hinge boy into the mix just to bring you back to
Earth. I do. All the men I've been like really into lately have been
famous.
That's not true.
Which I guess good for you. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
But
you
know not like that's not intentional. It's just like is who I happened. It was like you're making me look bad right now.
No, I think I'm making you look good, honestly.
No, you're not. That's kind of fun. That's like a cringe thing. I really like, I actually do have like an issue with that. I see it in like certain friends of mine and I'm like, but it was an accident.
I'm really liking lately the people that you've been dating because it makes my life so interesting. It's like, it's good.
It's fun. I'm all about like for the story right now.
You went on a date before this podcast with someone that I can't wait to be at. I just won't even.
It wasn't a date. That wasn't a date.
Did he know it wasn't a date?
No.
Exactly.
I don't remember. Actually, I didn't say this in the last episode, but I talked about Mr. Washington, D.C. I had been talking to Mr. Washington, D.C. for like a while, but we had never met in person, obviously. And he was on the opposite side of the world when we first started talking. So when I was like first FaceTiming him, I was like, where do you live in L.A.? And I found out that he lived directly next door to me.
Literally, you could throw a rock at his
window. Like, I can see, if I look out my window, it's like, You Belong With Me video, Taylor Swift. Like, we could literally, like, sign to each other from our windows.
Do you believe in that? Because I kind of do.
You know me, I love being delusional. So I started, like, connecting the dots, like, being like, oh my God, obviously the universe literally brought us together. And then he, like, literally didn't like me at all.
So then, like, I don't even know, all these weird coincidences kept happening. And then we were, like, chatting all day, every day on, like, every platform and, like, texting and, like, all this stuff. And then one day he just slipped through my fingers. So I'm debating on going to this party tonight so he sees me there.
You know what?
But is that crazy? That's crazy.
It's not over until the fat lady sings, is what they say. I think you should go.
But I hate going to a party for someone. Like, I think that's so embarrassing.
You threw a party for someone once.
I did do that once.
You got
I love doing that. Great Gatsbying. It's like a whole fuck. I call it literally a verb. Like, the verb? It's a verb.
It's a verb.
Great Gatsbying. Like, throwing an entire party at your house so one person comes because you want them.
Listen, whatever gets the job done, you clearly are doing something right because you have a new boyfriend every 5 seconds. No offense.
I have to stop. Speaking of weird coincidences and the universe bringing you together with someone, like, whether it's too late or whether it's not, do you want to talk about...
Oh my gosh. So I have, this is like not like that interesting of a story, but I have like, you know when you have like life goals, or not like life goals, but I've always been like a very obsessive person that's like,
no,
I'll kill you. I have had like literally, I can name on one hand how many people I've like obsessed over, and it's been like one after another, but it like went, you know, like I'm not gonna name them, but one of my main ones, he lasted all through high school and through college. And bless his heart, he was honestly not a victim, but like I was psycho. Like I was like obsessed with him. And he just didn't care about me at all. We like had our little run for a second and then he ended it and never wanted anything to do with me ever again. My whole personality was like being in love with him for all years of college. I moved to LA. We never talk again. But recently, he would unfollow me and then randomly follow me, and he blew my phone up so bad one night that it was like
ding 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 ding.
No, I have to show you. I was so obsessed with him that this was my dream. But it was so out of the ordinary that I literally thought he got hacked.
Yeah. Look, oh my God.
Look how bad.
Oh, that's like scary.
Like sending me my photos. He commented on my photos and he had a girlfriend. Okay.
While he was doing this?
Yeah. And so I knew he had a girlfriend. So I was like, he got hacked. And like people knew like how much I liked him and stuff. So I thought that maybe his little brother or somebody was like hacking him. So I wasn't engaging at all. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I was ignoring him. I go, please stop.
Yeah.
Blows me up, whatever. Next day, blocks me. So I was like, damn, like, God, I can never win. I was so excited he finally followed me again because I was like, you know, he's going to see how good I'm doing in life. Blocks me. So I text him and I'm like three weeks later, a month later, and I'm like, what did I do? And he goes, nothing. Sorry. Like, happy holidays or something. This was a while ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
Oh, I remember this because you were so excited to go home to Arizona for the holidays and he was going to be there.
Continue. So I'm like, damn, like it was really him, obviously, because otherwise he would have been like, I got hacked.
Yeah.
But I had a friend visit the other day and she filled me in that night, broke him and his girlfriend up.
Do you think he was drunk?
He was drunk for sure. But she had gone through his phone and she had seen all of that.
That's so embarrassing. Imagine your man's doing that.
And that broke them up. But I was like, not that it felt full circle, but I was like, if you told me a few years ago that he would be blowing me up, first of all, that bad, I would have been so thrilled because, like, that's all I ever wanted. But to find out that that's the straw that broke the camel's back, like, that's what broke him and his girlfriend up, I wasn't even engaging. But it was really crazy. And it reminded me that every time I've wanted something, every time I've, like, really wanted to be successful to, like, prove a guy wrong or, like, to show him something, by the time it actually happens, you don't give a fuck anymore. And that's the worst thing about life, I think.
I think that's kind of beautiful. It may be the best thing about life. Like, just don't give a shit about anything because nothing matters.
But it just sucks because, like, you know, you want to work so hard to like piss off your bullies or whatever it is, but by the time you're successful enough, like nobody, you don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like so successful, but I was finally successful in like getting this man's attention, and I'm like, oh,
like wanted. Yeah.
I hated that story. It made me sound psycho. This whole episode has made me sound like a clout chasing psycho obsessive.
Maybe you're just a clout chasing psycho obsessive bitch, and that's okay.
You know what? And maybe you're a serial dating fucking narcissist hooker who doesn't fucking know who our vice president is.
And that's okay. If anything, that's what we are. You know, people say we're not philanthropists, but we're doing it for the people, you know?
You know what we are.
Like you dumb, dumb whores out there.
We are self-aware is what we are.
Oh my God. Okay, let's end this episode. I think I'm gonna go to a party to stalk a man and then hang out with my boyfriend
who's not my
boyfriend.
And my days of stalking are over.
Your days of soaking?
Stalking. Not soaking. I'm still into soaking.
I'll come shake the bed. I got you, baby.
You're so sweet.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.